Hello, this is Selena and Leroy. It is September 14th. It turns out we're the only two on the Expanding Spiritual Awareness call, and that's fine. We're going to go ahead. If anybody else does chime in, I'll just orient them real quickly and we'll just keep going.
Okay. And so, Selena, I'm going to kind of honcho this journey. I've gotten that our guides are Mikael Deek, that's D-E-E-K, and Chronos, C-H-R-O-N-O-S. I'd like to take a minute or two and for Leroy and I to meet with these two. I don't think Leroy has met Chronos yet. So just so that we meet you, I'm going to be quiet for a minute or so.
Yeah, I sense all three.
Is that what? Anything else? We're ready to go? Okay. We're familiar with the train and the journey. Appreciate the help for us two humans, Selena and Leroy. When do the train journey, there are many, many cars on our train, and the guys are on board with us, many, many, many. And so Leroy and I are just going to get on the train. And yes, and then we're going to go ahead and close the doors. And Mikael, Deacon, Chronos, do we have a destination? Yes. And the train is starting to move. And we're heading for, oh boy, the Andromeda Galaxy.
Feels like we're there.
Yeah, and I was feeling it slowing. Okay, and we're here. Okay. You three, do you have anything to say? The doors are opening, and we're invited to get off, and we can wander around, look around. We are going to be met by I think about 9 Andromedans. And they're going to be have a spokesperson for us.
A what person?
A spokesperson. Someone to do the, like an introduction or something, and then tell us what, I don't know how this is going to be, but there are about 9 Andromedans.
But one point.
That's a lot. I was surprised.
Yeah, I thought you said 9 at first.
Oh, that's 90. And there is a spokesperson.
What it seems to me like is it's they're coming from 90 different planets.
Well, that would make sense with the galaxy.
Now, what I'm hearing is that you humans have not yet been in contact with other beings in your galaxy. And there are many. And the reason you were brought here is to realize that representatives from different planets can come together, and in fact appear it's a federation of planets. Just something like in your world, you have a United Nations for all the different countries. Here, in your language, it's more of a federation, a grouping of people from planets. The federation started in order to settle differences because different planets have different resources. And there were times in the past when one planet would want to get the resources of another, and they would tend to want to take it over. But as you have experienced, that doesn't work well when one nation infringes on another. So the Federation was formed to help bring about peaceful sharing and exchange and mutual commerce so that all planets can benefit from the research, the resources and the ideas and the technology from other planets as well.
Oh, that is wonderful. I know I have done some individual, I have done some work with the individual planets. This is very wonderful information. Is there anything more that you all can tell us?
We do visit you from time to time, and we're aware that it appears to you that with the threats of those who would take over and demolish and kill, it's having a united federation seems like too much of a challenge. In fact, you might look at your United Nations and see that in a way they have not been very effective in dealing with such armed incursions. And when a people decide it's going to be my way or the highway, it's been very hard to deal with them, obviously, to get cooperation. What you don't realize, is that just as you do clearings, we have our own ways of helping to shift things.
Uh-huh.
And you've tended not to clear the most radical, like what you call ISIS or ISIL, and the way they are being effective in using social media to enlist others. This has been such an effective process that you have not known how to deal with it. Now, we also realize that as time goes on, you and other individual hackers just go after aspects of what ISIL does on social media. But they've had great success in either getting individuals to come join them or else getting individuals to do some kind of, cause some kind of incident in their own home territory. So a focus of your clearing needs to be on ISIL themselves. Now, this extreme form of a religion, there's basically no reasoning with them from, an intellectual or a political approach, because they are so certain that their way is the only way, that it means nothing to them to take over, to kill, to kidnap, to rape. It's just what's needed because they basically want to take over your world. So, just as you have done clearings for all living things, it's also time to do clearings on the most radical of the radical.
Hardcore. As I say, I have worked with the planets and with the zodiac. I've also worked with the Galactic Council. Can you give me some information about maybe how the Galactic Council and the United Federation, is there a relationship there that is? I'm asking information and help, please.
This is the Andromedan Galactic Council compared to what?
You've identified as a United Federation. And I was asking if there's a relationship with what I know as the Galactic Council.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
I think it might help to have some understanding of connection. That there's a bigger connection than us humans are familiar with at this time. Now, that said,
well,
planet Earth and the universe and God, and they know this. But us humans do not know this yet. And it seems that it's important for us to have some understanding in order to
what you do know is that Pasteur is head of a council of councils.
Mm-hmm.
You have councils for all the continents, water and earth continents. And then there's the Earth Council, I guess you'd call it, that Pasteur heads up.
Mm-hmm. But I was trying to bring into with them, because we're on a bigger scale, how this is Andromeda, how their United Federation is their relationship with the Galactic Council. And to me, the Galactic Council is a council of multiple galaxies. And one is the Milky Way, and one is Andromeda, and then there's quite a few others that I do not know the names of. So in this context, the Galactic Council I am talking about is a council that has representatives from all of, or quite a number of galaxies. And since we're with Andromeda and they have brought in a United Federation, I was just trying to understand the relationship of a, like the Andromeda United Federation, and if we set up a Milky Way United Federation, I'm wondering the relationship of those federations with what I know as the Galactic Council. Does that make any sense?
Well, what I understand is that the Andromeda Federation is the federation of the 50 planets, and that there is an Andromeda Council that's bigger than that federation, because that Andromeda Council would include all stars and planets in the whole galaxy, those with beings and those without.
Okay. So that's a United Federation of Planets, and then there's a, okay. That's what we're going to be working with.
So the United Federation is like the council for the 50 planets, and then there's the Council for Andromeda, which has representatives from all of Andromeda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what I'm talking about, Galactic Council, isn't a part of this. Okay.
Well, you're talking about a Galactic Council being a council of representatives from different galaxies.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And that I had asked if you had ever met before one time. But maybe that's not important for us at this time. Well, I think this is wonderful.
I do sense that council, which is really interesting because all the galaxies are moving away from each other at warp speed. The universe is getting bigger as these galaxies keep racing away from each other, and which confuses your scientists because there's gravity and they're going against gravity. And so your scientists are eager to learn about what this gravity is that ripples through space, and so they're going to great lengths to understand that, and they have no idea why the whole universe is expanding.
Quite honestly, a part of me would just assume us humans as we are don't have that information, because when it gets into wrong hands, all kinds of nasty things happen. So, well, I'd say thank you, the Andromedans. Is there something else you would like to say to us before we see where else we're going to be going?
Don't give up hope.
Oh, no. And thank you. And thank you for being our friends.
Thank you. Absolutely. And thank you for visiting us and for learning about us and telling us what you've learned. That's great.
Okay. Let's get back on board, Leroy.
Okay. Whoops. There. Doors shut fast.
Yeah. It's kind of nice traveling with a fellow traveler. Okay. Mikhail Deacon Cronus, where are we going?
It's funny. The image I get is that we are going in a corkscrew pattern away from Andromeda. Like it keeps going in a spiral as it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I got is that I'm not sure where we're going, But I got that we're going to form the United Federation for the Milky Way Galaxy. Now, how the guys are going to do that, we'll find out. But we're going to form that that federation for this galaxy. So, guys, I don't know where you're going to stop us or how you're going to do this.
It feels to me like there's a focus point that is about a third of the way in from the outside of the Milky Way galaxy. So, in a way, it's in order to have, you know, if you were all at one edge of it, it'd be huge numbers of light years apart, but it is still a lot of distance apart. But I don't know why it feels like it would feel like, for convenience sake, it's about a third of the way out from the center of the galaxy.
Okay, guys. Help us get this here Milky Way Galaxy United Federation formed, please. Okay.
Feels to me like it's been around a long time. Feels to me like it's been around a long time.
It's already formed?
Yeah.
That's good. My way of understanding, at least the part of what I know is the universe, that we with planet Earth are familiar with, that we would want a 12-planet federation. And my understanding is that if there are other planets, that they have an affiliation with the 12 that we're familiar with. Because there are other planets. So just because it's the way I understand it doesn't mean it has to be the way it is. But I was putting in there that this is the work I have done. That seems to be a part of what is taking place. And that the 12 planets then are affiliation is not the correct word, but they are very much have a relationship with each other, and they also have a relationship with the age zodiac, which are the star systems that us humans know as Capricorn, Taurus, what have you. And that there is then the relationship as the planets do their traveling, as they come close together and go apart, and their relationship with the star systems, the signs of the zodiac. That's kind of how I understand. Appreciate help in establishing this federation, and then with what Leroy came in with, the understanding that would then also work with this council that is the entirety of the of what I know as the universe. So if you could help us get these established, I think they may already be established. Leroy's picking up on that. But they would have to be connected and begin functioning in some way. That hasn't been done yet. I think it's been being developed. So all help is appreciated. I think Kronos has something to say.
I was kicked off the call, and I just came back.
You mean I did all that talking?
Yeah.
Well, they heard what I had to say. I'm asking for the help in getting established so that we have the United Federation and the Council, and it be put together in a way that we understand. And I had just gotten that. I just said all the help is appreciated, and I had just gotten that Cronus had something to say, and then you came back on. So I don't know what he's going to say to you, so I can hear.
Well, I'm partly confused because, whereas in Andromeda, there's these 50 planets that found each other, and here we haven't found each other. Although we're searching and we're aware there are other planets.
Okay, that was what I was talking about, and you evidently weren't on. What I had was talking about was that my work, my understanding, is that we have the 12 planets, and it's known that there are other planets. We don't know them, and that we're working with the 12 planets, and that other planets would be affiliated with those planets, but with one of those planets. But that we don't have to know all of them at this time.
No.
So no. That what we have is the 12, and if there are others, they are a part of this federation. But it would be, I guess I'd call it managed by them affiliating with the one of the 12. And maybe someday we might have 90 like this one did. But we were, that was what I'd told them, that my work had been with the 12, knowing that there were others. And I asked him, I told him it didn't have to be the way I understood, but that was what I understood.
What I sense is that the 12 are spread out across the galaxy. You know, they aren't all in one sector of it, so to speak.
Travels. It's like right now the moon's very close to the Earth because of the travel pattern. And very soon it's going to be starting its journey, you know, and it'll go back to being further away. But right now, but that's a travel pattern. Yes.
Well, but travel, the current human concept of travel is like these spaceships that can take hundreds of years to get anywhere in the galaxy. We need to be thinking of travel like this spiritual train we're on, so that we aren't sitting around waiting for technology to catch up and make things happen fast.
And in a way, that's what we're doing with this train trip that can take us around and meet with these here guys. They're guys also.
Well, and then the 12 can all come to one place on their own spiritual train, so to speak. Or we could actually pick them all up, all of them have their own spiritual transport, if you will.
Yes. And a part of my work, I set it up so that it couldn't get together, what I'd say is physically, that could do a lot of the communications via secured, because I think security is important, video conferences, telephone conferences, and things like that also. But I personally do like the train But there are many ways of being able to make contact with these guys.
I like the way it was on Andromeda. They were just all there.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to know what kind of train or how they traveled or anything. They were just all there.
So were we.
Let's strengthen so that we are all just there whenever there's a meeting.
Okay.
It does feel like the 12 are present. Or the other 11, I guess.
And then it went in with that federation, and then it goes into the council, and that takes in and it brings in the planets with the zodiac, the star systems, and the age relationship is a part of the what you call
the
council. Zodiac.
Did you say the age relationship?
Yeah, when an age changes.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
We're just now fully in the Aquarius zodiac.
Yeah. You say we're in the Aquarius zodiac. What do you mean? The arrangement of the stars that supports the Aquarian consciousness.
Yes, and just like what's happening with the planets, when the age changes, the planet information it has job changes, and the star systems like Taurus and Scorpio and all, they get new jobs when the age changes. So we're with the Aquarius zodiac. But this council would be bigger and more comprehensive than the Federation, but it would be a uniting of the way the planets and the star systems and the age relate with each other. And that's the council, I think is what you said, was the all of the Milky Way. I'm used to saying all of the universe rather than the Milky Way. So what we're doing with a council and with a federation is bringing together the relationship of, I'd say it's the universe, and the way it works together, the movers, which are like the planets and comets and things like that, and then the star systems. And then it's the effect of the age.
Maybe the parallel would be that the 12 form a federation and the council is for the whole galaxy.
Okay. Whichever way it goes, they have to work together. They know each other, and that was part of what I was trying to get was relationship.
Yeah.
But I think that something is going to come through here. Cronus, you were going to say something. What you got to say? You heard the confusion. And just please know that Leroy cleared up all the confusion, so there should not be no confusion. That's a Selenaism. And welcome, Cronus. I haven't worked with you for a very long time. Introduce yourself to Leroy, please.
I get a sweet energy from Cronus. Hey, what I'm believe he's saying is that we are not responsible, you and I are not responsible for the forming of these things, that they are happening. I mean, I see little dots of light all around the galaxy as beings become aware and as they make connections, and so it's just like we don't have to make the seasons go by; they're already going by. Mother Earth takes care of all that. And it seems to me like the council for our galaxy is, in a way, self-organizing and has representatives from all the galaxies. I mean, from all... Sorry. Yeah. Has representatives from all the planets and all the stars. And that's happening. I mean, we've talked about the Age of Aquarius. Well, it's affecting. Well, it feels like it's affecting the whole universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, so the spiritual beings that represent different star systems and are contributing to this coming together, so to speak.
Yeah. And it was important that they need humans like you and me to have some information like we're getting, so that it takes, we have an important role in some way. And you and I are both in the Avatar, so there is something important for us to have some kind of an awareness of what we're getting right now for
I think we're getting that awareness as we sense the whole galaxy council organizing itself, so to speak.
And I'm pretty sure they orchestrated that it would just be you and me on this call.
Probably, yeah. And I'm about done.
I know. I was going to say that you're probably tired. I want to thank you three, Nikael, Deke, and Kronos. I know there is a reason that you are this triad, but I do want to thank you very much, and I thank Andromeda and the Milky Way and everyone, and very, very much thank Leroy.
Thank you. Yes.
And return
us home. And thank you, Selena, as always.
So that we can get off the train, and thank you. And
thank you, my dear, as always.
Thank you. Yeah, and get some rest. And thank you very much.
Okay.
All righty.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.